episode 670, Believe and Enter Rest.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you doing? What have you been up to? Are you stuck in your schedule again? I want you to take a breather. I want you to believe and enter rest. Oh, yes, you need it. We all need it. In fact, if you were here in the U.S., and maybe if even you're in other countries, you watched our late hours this, you know, day and a half later after the election here. It wasn't decided, and we still have some states' votes that are coming in. Crazy election, but regardless of which side you're on and who you voted for, guess what? God is at the helm. Yes, he is. So you got to be happy about that. As you're driving through today, as you're going through your week and you're going, oh, I just don't know how to feel anymore. I want to just, I don't know, lock myself in a corner, put myself in a closet, whatever it is. Guess what? Just take a deep breath and just let it all float away for a minute. Believe and enter rest. How tired and run down do you get chasing your dreams, running away from your setbacks, only wanting to believe and enter rest? You want a break. You need a timeout, and not the bad timeout where you're disciplining yourself so you don't say something you don't, you know, you're not supposed to say. We have those moments, don't we? Oh, I know I do. You want a break. You want a break from just the craziness. You want a break from the stuff that you're stuffing in your schedule, the busyness. If you allow yourself to be controlled by your circumstances, you know, up when all is good and down when all things go wrong, the one thing that will remain consistent in your life is living on a roller coaster. And how's that working for you? Or you may like the term hamster wheel. I prefer a roller coaster, actually, because I would rather be free and in the sky and in the air. I think the hamster wheel would make me just dizzy because I'd just be going the same place all the time. At least with a roller coaster, you're moving somewhere, right? You would think. But having that up and down in our life, I mean, is it really worth it? I think about when I was doing Praise Kids, and this was for a group of children ages 3 years old all the way up to 12th grade. And it was a musical choir, and we would come together, and we did three musicals a year. We performed them, obviously, it was Christian-based. We performed them in the church, and then we also took them outside and performed them within the community. And I've done this in many churches around the U.S., and so with that, you know, we would have three musicals a year. And so what we'd do, we'd get it started, and I'd be like, oh, yes, I found the musical that we're going to do. Or it's the one I've written, woohoo, okay, we're going to do this. And I would be up, and I'm like, yes, lots of energy. And then we'd start to work, and I'm like, these kids are not memorizing their lines. Or we had auditions coming up, and it was stressful trying to put the kids in the right, you know, position as to what they're doing. Oh, my gosh. And it was up to me, and I never wanted to disappoint anybody. But I had to make sure that the message of Christ was heard. So that was somewhat of a down part. And then we would get back up again. We would start learning on the music and all the choreography. And then we would go down a little bit. And then we'd go back up again because it's time to get our costumes and everything ready. And then we would go down a little bit. And then we would have to decorate. And my team would come with me and they're like, Christiane, really, that's what you want to do? For example, one of our musicals that we did, we literally took a sanctuary and turned it into the bottom of the sea. Oh, yes, it was amazing. It was incredible, if I say so myself. I mean, it really was. I mean, the kids' costumes, my costume designer was spectacular. She did an amazing job. And just the team itself, and we had like waterfalls coming down. We had this huge whale. There was a whale, you know. Jonah got swallowed by the whale. Well, yes, that was part of the musical. And in this musical here, we created this giant whale, which swallowed Jonah. And we had a child playing Jonah. Anyway, that was great. But setting it up, oh my gosh, we hit so many ups and downs in getting ready to actually present that musical. I thought I was going to lose all my hair. And I was like, I'm done. But God came and rescued us. And everything was fine. And we were back up again from the performances. We would do 3 or 4 or 5 performances of that particular musical. And then we'd start the roller coaster all over again. We do this in our schools, right? We go in and it's like, oh, yes, we're excited. It's new. School's new. I get to have new teachers and new school supplies and a new backpack, and it's all great. And then we have to start working 4 weeks later, and the work gets harder and harder. And down we go again, right? We come back up. See, it's a roller coaster. We have it in our job. We love our new job, and then we get tired of it. We want to move on to another new job. One project after another. What do? We're living our life on a roller coaster. God doesn't wish that for you. He doesn't want you to be on a roller coaster. He wants you to not be moved or controlled by anything. Believe and enter rest. When you are facing adversity in your life, stay calm and keep the peace within yourself. Oh, I know that's very hard for me to do. I mean, come on. I'm the one with, the anger issue, right? Okay, I don't have it now so much. I mean, I can get a little hot under the collar. And sometimes we need to get a little hot under the collar. But it's not an excuse I use anymore. I know when I'm supposed to use that for my benefit and when it actually can harm me. And actually, anger harms me more than it does with me believing and entering rest. Most of us like to fight. And we expend our energy on the would-haves, the could-haves, and the should-haves, latching onto those emotions that keep us frazzled and unsettled. I mean, you know, like the overwhelm, the frustration when you're not getting something right, the disappointment, the failure, the setbacks, the anxiety that builds up within us. You've got the best stew ever, and we stew over it, pun intended. We do. We stew over it. It's this emotional stew, and we're like, oh, my gosh, can you believe this? And we just take in more and more and more. It doesn't do anything for our mental well-being, nor for our physical well-being. It definitely doesn't do anything for our spiritual well-being. And we know our emotional well-being is already in the stew, right? So it's in the pot. It's not good. God asks us to walk by faith, knowing he is on the move always. You must believe and enter rest. Now, when I talk about here entering rest, I don't want you to think that means you're allowed to be, you know, lazy. You can't be lazy. God doesn't like a lazy person. We need to take aim. In fact, it's entering into trust, knowing that God's got you always. He's not going to let you go. Does that mean you get everything you want? Oh, no. But you have to believe and enter rest. When your moments are struggles and troubles, believe and enter rest. Walk by faith. Stop second guessing and making that stew like we like to linger in. Don't continue to wrestle with what you can't control. Look at what you need to eliminate or elevate. Yes. It's a choice. You have a choice. Eliminate or elevate. And you're like, well, I don't know. I don't know how I choose. Look at your patterns in your life. Maybe you need to eliminate eating late at night, having that root beer float. Remember, I loved my root beer floats every night at about 10:30, 10:45. Oh, it brought me such comfort and joy for all about 5 minutes. And I love the little fizzy things and how you know, when I pour it, I first put in the ice cream. Oh, yes. And it was only the best ice cream at the time that we could get it where we were. And it was Bluebell homemade vanilla ice cream. Okay, I'm salivating right now. I wish I could have a bowl of it. But we can't get Bluebell here anymore. So anyway, up north we can't because they don't truck it up here anymore. And, of course, we won't go into the history of Bluebell if you're interested in it. Go to their page on the website, Google them, and you can get that history. But anyway, long story short, it was so good, that Bluebell vanilla ice cream. And I would put 3, 4, 5 scoops in my glass, and then I would take the really cold, ice cold root beer, and I would pour it slowly, and I could just hear the little bubbles bursting, you know, the carbonation bubbles, you know, as it would go over the ice, and it would, you know, it would actually form this perfect crystallized ice of root beer right on the top of it. Oh, my favorite. Yeah, like that served me. Eliminate or elevate. That just kept adding to what? an area that I didn't need to add any more to. And you wonder why my health, my physical well-being was declining. I wasn't taking care of myself. Maybe you're one that needs to elevate what you're doing within your own fitness. Maybe you're working hard, but you need to pump it up. Maybe you need to elevate something within your marriage and eliminate trying to stay away from your husband. Have you ever thought about that? That sometimes we stuff our calendar with so much stuff that we're actually trying to eliminate who we don't want to be around? Is that fair? You can't build a marriage up when you're not around each other. Can't work on a marriage that way. It's just not possible. Look at what you can eliminate or elevate. Be aware of those patterns. Because you see, if you're not looking at these patterns, these things that show up, and they may show up maybe, you know, 2 years ago it showed up, and now you're like, gosh, I kind of deja vu. Was I not here before? Maybe there was something else within your life that brought you to where you are today. And then you're like, oh, wait. And then fast forward now, okay, to another 2 or 3 years later in your life, and you're like, oh, my gosh, you're noticing a pattern. What are those patterns? Be aware of them. Be watchful. If you're just not being watchful and you're just going through the motions, then guess what? Yeah, you're not going to believe in enter rest completely. You're going to be trying to control your life. And you know what? Start stewing. Build that emotional stew. It's yummy, isn't it? Because it's so comforting. Because you know it. You can feel it, and it's okay. But it's not what God wants for you. He wants your dreams to come true. He wants you to be stable. He wants you to experience joy every single day. Believe and enter rest. Breathe in that belief, because nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. I want you to have an extraordinary day. I do. I truly do. Whatever's on your calendar, make sure you write the word joy on that calendar. Joy. Pick yourself up. Allow yourself to fly. That's what you want to elevate today, is the joy within you. May your day be filled with hope, love, joy, and peace. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.